SWAT cars. General Motors and their dealer organization throughout Southern Africa proudly bring you the drama, the danger, the thrills, and the facts when the long arm of the law travels in squad cars. The story you're about to hear is true. Details are supplied from the official case files by the South African police. Only names and places have been changed to protect innocent people involved.
Johannesburg, January the 9th, 12:35 a.m. The occupants of number 56, 14th Avenue, Houghton, are disturbed by a noise from the house next door, number 58. The woman, a Mrs. Garfield, hears it first. She gets up, goes to the bedroom window, and peers out. What she sees causes her to call her husband.
Leslie?
What is it?
Come and see.
I'm trying to get some sleep.
So was I, but I kept hearing noises.
No, you're always hearing noises.
Well, I'm not imagining things this time. Come and have a look.
Somebody prowling around?
Yes.
In our garden?
No.
Well, then.
Next door, number 58.
Then it's none of my business. I'm going back to sleep.
Leslie, get out of that bed. You can't adopt this attitude.
Well, who's going to stop me?
Well, it's not right.
Any minute now, you'll be giving me a lecture about my civic duty.
You just can't ignore burglars.
Burglars? Well.
I told you, next door.
Let's have a look.
Car in the street, and they keep crossing the front lawn to it.
Yeah, let's have a look.
Down there. What?
Yes, you're right. What are these carrying?
A bundle of stuff. It looks as though it's all tied up in a blanket.
Are they non-Europeans or whites?
Mm-mm, whites.
Ah, serves them right.
Who?
The Wishuts. They should have hired a watch boy or something.
Oh, aren't you going to do something?
Like what?
You've got a gun?
Yes, no doubt. That little lot down there have got guns, too.
Leslie Garfield, you're afraid.
Yeah, that's right. I'd rather be a live coward than a dead hero.
What sort of attitude is that?
A very sensible one.
Well, I think it's terrible. And if you're not prepared to do something about it, I am. Where's that gun of yours?
Now, Valerie, don't be ridiculous.
And I thought you were a man.
That's got nothing to do with it.
Well, that's not my outlook.
Oh. Val, please, leave that gun alone.
If somebody were breaking into my property, I'd like to think that the neighbors were prepared to do something about it.
My dear, we can't handle this ourselves. Let's call the police.
By the time the police get here, those monkeys will be miles away.
Well, it's their business, not ours.
Oh, get out of the way. Let me use the phone. Men. I shan't forget tonight in a hurry.
I'm not going out to risk my life for the Wishuts.
Constable Hutting speaking.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's the trouble?
There's a burglary taking place next door.
And what is your name, please?
My name is Mrs. Garfield. My address is number 56, 14th Avenue, Houghton.
Houghton? And where's the burglary? Number 54 or 58?
58. The people are away. They've gone to Plettenberg Bay for the holidays.
And what is your telephone number, please?
728-2941. It seems to be quite a gang. You'd better tell your men to be careful.
Are they in a car?
Yes. It's parked as brazen as you like in the street at the end of the drive.
All right, lady. We'll look into the matter.
You'd better hurry.
Lady, we always do.
Well, 12:40 a.m. A squad car containing Constable Murray as driver and Constable Kendall as his crew is patrolling the wilds along Houghton Drive in a northerly direction.
Smoke? No, thanks. I've just put one out.
Yeah. I think we'll work through to Lubberth Avenue up in Bramley there. And we'll grab a cup of coffee at the roadhouse, eh?
Fine.
Control to car 9.
That's
control
us.
To car 9. Come in, please. Over.
Car 9 to control. Receiving you. Over.
Where are you? Over.
The wilds. Going down Houghton Drive. Over.
Get along to 14th Avenue, number 58. There's a burglary on the go. Their car, the robber's car, is said to be parked in a street. Over.
Received and understood. Over and out.
All right, we're on our way.
A.M. The squad car races to the scene of the reported crime. It takes less than 2 minutes to get there. Constable Moraes switches off his lights and approaches number 58 cautiously. He has no wish to announce their arrival.
That's number 58. The one on the end. The control said there was a car outside. It's obviously been moved. Let's stop here. We'll go the rest of the way on foot. Let's cut through this garden. We can jump over the wall.
Right.
Stick to the grass and keep off the gravel.
Hang on a sec.
What?
There's somebody over there in the shadow of that tree.
You go that way. I'll go this.
Okay.
All right. Come out with your hands up.
Don't shoot it. It's me.
Come into the light where I can see you.
I live here. I reported what was going on.
Lady, stop waving that gun around.
What?
The gun.
Oh, sorry.
What's all the fuss?
Well, it's finished now. They've gone. They drove away as soon as I put the telephone down. You're too late.
We didn't waste any time getting here.
Oh, it was my fault. I should have phoned you sooner.
What are you doing running around in the garden at this time of the night?
Well, I felt I should do something.
Do you live here alone?
No, with my husband.
And where's he?
Oh, he's in bed. Flu.
In the middle of summer?
Well, the birds have flown.
And they got away with a lot of stuff.
You'd better report in. Tell them it's a job for the robbery squad.
A.M. Lieutenant Anderson of the robbery squad Brixton arrives at the scene of the burglary in response to the report from Constable Kendall.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Sorry we didn't catch them, sir. It would have saved dragging you out.
Nice thought, Constable. How did they get in?
No windows broken, sir. I don't know how they managed it.
Through the front door.
But there's a burglar alarm, sir.
There's been a spate of burglaries like this one just lately. There's somebody with them who knows alarms very well. Probably worked at installing them at one time. Always the same make of alarm. The Henderson system. I bet the door wasn't forced either.
No, sir.
Same gang, obviously. Have you contacted Norwood Police Station?
Yes, sir.
Now, who's supposed to be in charge while the owners are away?
Some people in 15th Avenue, sir. Constable Moraes has gone over there to let them know.
Another holiday ruined. Oh, well, let's go and take a look inside.
A.M. The Badisrant Divisional Headquarters in Commissioner Street. Lieutenant Anderson is in the office of Brigadier Pelzer, the CID.
Another one, eh?
Yes, sir. Bearing the same stamp as all the others. Again, it was a house protected by a Henderson burglar alarm. It didn't go off when the door was skillfully opened. No fingerprints.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to Henderson's. I'm going to ask them to give me details of all the people who've been in their employ since the business began. I'll check each name.
A lot of work.
It's the only course open to me, sir.
Ah, they come and they go. Anyway, I've compiled the list you've asked for. As you'll see, there's plenty to keep you busy.
He works for Claxon Alarms now. Has done for some time.
Start of the business. Drive a car for the newspapers. Shift work. Very interesting, though. Gets me out and about.
Yeah, I used to be with Henderson Alarms about 18 months ago.
Where are you working now?
I don't work now.
Why not?
I came into some money.
How much?
25,000 rand.
Legacy?
Yeah.
From whom?
An aunt of mine.
Well, we can always check your story, you know.
So check it.
Hotz, David. David Hotz. Have you got a record?
No.
Not yet, eh?
Look, get off my back, eh? I haven't done anything.
Hotz, I'm going to level with you in the hope that you'll level with me. Everything points to you as the man I'm after. You worked for Henderson Alarms. You haven't worked since. You must be getting money to live on from somewhere.
Look, I already told
you. Yes, I know. Money from your aunt. Get your coat.
You can't take me in. I haven't done anything.
Which is your bank?
Bank?
I'd like to see your statement.
Well, the money's not in the bank.
Now, where is it then?
It's tied up in shares.
But you must have scrip for the shares.
Have what?
Look, Otz, stop messing me about. You've got no shares and you know it.
Well, that's no crime.
You'll be smirking on the other side of your silly little face when a judge gets through with you. You've got a lot to answer for.
Prove it.
I will. I think I'd better have a chat with your mother.
Hey, no, no. Wait a minute. My mother's not very well lately.
She worries about you, does she? Where is she?
She's out.
I'll wait.
She won't be back till very late this afternoon.
I'm in no hurry.
Well, okay.
Sit down.
I'll be off then.
Sit down, I said.
I've got an urgent appointment.
It's not as urgent as this one, my boy. Sit down. It's going to dawn on you soon that I mean what I say.
But listen, I don't run the show by myself, you know.
I know you don't.
There are four others.
Were they?
Now listen, I'll make a deal with you.
Hmm?
I realize you've got the drop on me, eh?
Very wise of you.
And that you're going to arrest me here and now.
It's only a matter of time. In your case, a few hours.
Okay, I want to make a deal with you.
Go on.
I'll turn state's evidence. I'll tell you everything you want to know.
You can start right now.
But listen, if I do, the others, they'll kill me.
Divisional Headquarters, Johannesburg, the same afternoon, 2:10 p.m. Lieutenant Anderson confers again with the Brigadier.
And he's quite right, sir. If he sings to us, puts the finger on the rest of the gang, they'll kill him when they get out.
Isn't this Hotz just being a little hysterical, perhaps?
I don't think so, sir. And after all, Hotz has known them for nearly a year.
It's a tough one. Any ideas?
Only one, sir. And it's a little unconventional.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
How would it be if we used Hotz as a means to infiltrate the gang?
Go on.
What if Hotz introduced someone to the gang? Someone who'd be useful to them?
I see. We get one of our men on the inside.
Yes, sir.
Sounds good. Do you have anybody in mind for the job?
Well, I'd rather like to try it myself, sir.
You?
I think I'd handle it rather well, sir.
Oh, I don't doubt that. But you're very valuable to me. How long do you think the operation will take?
I don't know, sir. I haven't thought that far.
How will you work it?
Well, I'll need a car, different from the type we normally use.
Well, we could soon fix that through the quartermaster. What else?
And the car would need to be fitted with a concealed radio. Mm. If the car was used when the gang pulls a job, our people monitoring the radio would know exactly when to move in.
Yes. Yes, I like it.
And this way, the gang won't be able to attach any blame to Hotz.
And how will you gain the gang's confidence?
I think I've got that one figured out, sir.
All right. Suppose you want to start straight away.
I don't see any point in wasting time, sir.
Right. I'll set the wheels in motion.
p.m. Kotzer Street, Hillbrow. Lieutenant Anderson and Dave Hotz are walking to a hotel where they have an appointment with the boss of the housebreaking gang.
His name's Gary. Gary Thurgood.
Has he been to prison?
I don't know. I don't think so. He never mentions it.
What is his speciality?
Well, I don't know.
What's he good at? What does he do?
Well, he organizes things. Mm. He's the one who tells us when and where we're going to do a job, you know.
Who gets rid of the stuff?
He does, Thurgood.
Where?
Somewhere in Friedrichshafen. I don't know where exactly. I never went with him.
Oh. Now, have you got the story straight about me?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this is the place. In the lounge. Eh? That's Thurgood there in the corner.
Hey, looks tough.
He is. Come on. Hello, Gary.
Hi, Dave.
Gary, this is a friend of mine, Ray Anderson.
All right.
Pleased to meet you.
Yeah, sit down. Have a drink.
Thanks.
What are you going to have?
Whiskey.
How about you, Dave?
Yeah, same.
Waiter, two whiskeys.
Right, sir. Two whiskeys.
I brought Ray along to talk a little business.
Yeah?
He's in the same line as we are.
Is that so?
Leastways, I was. I've just done a stretch and boop.
What for?
For getting caught.
How long did you do?
18 months.
Yeah, it's a long time, eh?
Don't tell me.
How come you know about Dave?
I didn't. He knew about me.
Yeah, I used to knock around with my sister.
What do you do?
You name it and I'll do it.
Yeah, desperate, eh?
I could start on my own again, but I'd like to make the big time stuff. And you can't do that single-handed.
What sort of big-time stuff?
Safes, banks, payroll robberies.
Too big for me.
I'm not going to try and tell you how to run your business. I just want something to do, and something for doing it.
And what do you got to offer?
I'll do anything. And I've got a car.
Hot? Or yours?
Mine.
Where did you get it?
I bought it.
With what?
I had some cash tucked away before they picked me up. It was still there when I got out.
You know, if we had another car, we could take more stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking along the same lines.
Try me. If it doesn't work out, what have you to lose? You mean I'm in?
Okay, you're in.
When do I start?
Friday.
Where?
It's out in Birdhaven. I'll tell you all about it later when we meet the others.
January the 26th, 8:30 a.m., Lieutenant Anderson phones the Brigadier.
It's the light, sir. Birdhaven.
What's the address?
64 Ravenswoods Avenue.
How many in the gang?
Including me, six.
Will you be using your car?
Yes, sir.
Good. I'll have you monitored the whole time.
If I may make a suggestion, sir.
Yes, go on.
If we arrange a trap in the house, we're going to smell a rat. Rather send a squad car while we're inside.
All right. You realize you may get hurt.
I can look after myself.
What time is the job to take place?
After midnight, sir.
Be very interested in how you make out. I think I'll come to Brixton and handle things myself.
Right, sir.
Oh, and good luck.
Thank you, sir.
January the 27th, 12:17 a.m. The Brigadier is in the radio control room, Brixton, listening to a receiving set tuned to the transmitter concealed beneath the dashboard of Lieutenant Anderson's car.
Slow down a bit. It's the house next to the end.
Is this Ravenswood Avenue?
Yeah.
I thought it was Wingfield.
Yeah, Wingfield's the next one that way.
Oh.
All right, stop here. That's it. Hey, where are the others?
Coming up now.
Good. Come on, let's go.
Hand me that mic.
Here you are, sir.
Control to car 23. Come in, please. Over.
23 to control. Receiving you, sir. Over.
They're going into the house now. Give them 5 minutes. Over.
Very good, sir. Over.
You're not to shoot unless it's absolutely necessary. I don't want Lieutenant Anderson hurt. Is that understood? Over.
Completely, sir. Over.
Where are you?
Glenhove Road, sir. We're going down the hill and we'll turn left into Somerville Avenue. Over.
Right. There are 5 men in that gang. I want them all. Over and out.
A.M. The grounds of 64 Ravenswood Avenue, Birdhaven. The gang has effected an entry and they're busy carrying the stuff they've stolen out to the 2 cars in the roadway.
Come on, hurry up. We mustn't hang about too long.
Oh, this stuff's heavy.
Wait a minute.
What?
There's our car. Quick, in the shadows here. Can you see?
Yes. It's the cops.
Oh, confounded luck. Now, what are we going to do?
Hang on, they've stopped. They're getting out of the car.
Look, the one with the torch. He'll see the stuff in the back of the other car.
Yes, they'll be coming down to the house in a minute.
Oh, get down.
Here they come.
Oh, one's going round the back.
Shh.
Come on, let's get out of here.
What about the others?
Ah, they can fend for themselves.
And the stuff?
Leave it. Come on, let's go.
Chase us.
Well, let's leave the car then.
Not a chance. I paid good money for that car.
Don't waste your time talking, man. Let's go.
I'll tell you what. You get in the boot of the car. I'll drive. We'll be less conspicuous that way.
Oh, great. Okay.
Come on. Just let me get the boot open. Inside, quick.
Right. Now, what's happening down at the house?
I don't know. Get down. Mind your head. And off we go. And here comes the law.
Stop! Stop!
Don't just stand there. Chase me. I suppose he's got his hands full with the other four. Ah, well, silly, but there's only one thing to do.
A.M. Lieutenant Anderson drives his car to Flying Squad headquarters in Brixton. He parks the car in the road with the engine running, gets out, and sprints up the drive to the control room.
Anderson.
Yes, sir.
Where the devil have you been?
Coming here, sir.
What for?
I've got him in the boot.
Who?
Thurgood.
So what do you want us to do?
Send a car to chase me.
Oh, why didn't you tell me on the radio?
I didn't dare risk it, sir. I didn't want Thurgood to hear me.
Right, off you go. I'll have a car on your tail in 30 seconds.
Right, sir.
A.M. The Brigadier orders one of the cars which has been parked in the yard out onto the road to follow Lieutenant Anderson. The driver and the crew have been briefed. They know what to do. They force Lieutenant Anderson to stop.
In such a hurry.
I've been to a party.
Is this your car?
Yes.
What's the registration number?
DJ255697.
And why were you so anxious to get away from us?
Wouldn't you if you saw somebody chasing you?
Not if I had nothing to be afraid of.
Now, who's afraid?
What have you got in the car?
Nothing. You can see for yourself.
And in the boot?
The usual. Spare wheel, tool.
All right. Let's see you open it up, eh?
You're wasting your time.
Come on, man. Out of the car. Like I said, open the boot.
I'm telling you, you're wasting your time. You'll see.
All right. And what have we got here, eh? What's all this?
I told you it was a joke. We've been to a party.
It's not against the law to ride in the boot of a car.
I didn't say it was, but it's very suspicious. Oh, just a minute. TJ255697. Tell me, were you in Birdhaven earlier?
Birdhaven?
Yeah. Just hang on. Have a look at my list here. Yeah, TJ255697. There was a burglary in Birdhaven a little more than half an hour ago. This car was seen driving away from the house. The driver was ordered to stop, and he didn't. You're lucky you weren't shot. Come on.
Where are you taking us?
To Parkview Police Station to join the other four.
The gang, including Lieutenant Anderson, was brought to trial. Sentences were imposed on them ranging from 12 months to 2 years. The elaborate play-acting to protect Hotz was carried right through to the end. It was made known to the gang that Hotz and the lieutenant were being sent to the prison at Kroonstadt, while Thurgood and the other three were imprisoned in Pretoria. Eventually, Hotz was set free after receiving a suspended sentence, and Lieutenant Anderson resumed his true identity.
They prowl the empty streets at night, waiting, in fast cars, on foot, living with crime and violence. These men are on duty 24 hours out of every 24. They face dangers at every turn, expecting nothing less. They protect the people of South Africa. These are the men of Squad Cars. Listen again next Friday evening to another authentic story in our dramatic South African police series, Squad Cars, brought to you by General Motors, makers of the biggest and most exciting range of cars, trucks, and commercial vehicles in the world. Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Beaumont, Chevrolet, Opel, Holden, Vauxhall, Bedford, GMC, and Ranger, South Africa's own car.